Hello and welcome to Simply Reds. So this is episode 2. In today's episode, we discuss Jose's first act as manager. What's going to be the fate of Ryan Giggs? Eric Bailey being Jose's first signing? And, along with other news of Zlatan, Matic and Carrick on another Cram show, so stay tuned. My name is Zain Khan, I'll be your host. As always, I'm not alone. I'm joined by my partners in crime, Mujtaba, who's a lifelong United fan and apparently likes to pee whilst sitting down. Mitt is also on the line. He's Rachel Stevens' number one fan. So if you've got no idea what we're going on about, download the two previous episodes and that'll fill you in with regards to the wise cracks on the introduction there. So before we crack on, I want to make mention of how you can interact with the show. Whether you've got feedback for us or there's a specific Manchester United topic that you want us to discuss, let us know. Visit us on simplyreds.co.uk and click on feedback, or tweet us at simplyreds. We'd love to hear from you. So on with the show. So first talking point, lads, Jose Mourinho's first act as manager. Last week, we were guessing as to what that could be. We were talking about potentially getting rid of some players, signing some new players. No. His first act as manager, very much in line with the Manchester United, not philosophy of Louis van Gaal, but philosophy of the club, which is the young players. So he's gone straight away and given them new contracts. Marcus Rashford and Cameron Borthwick-Jackson both given new contracts, keeping them at the club till 2020, with an option to extend after 3 years. Rashford is on a modest 20k a week. And his negotiations, funnily enough, a very grounded young man. He was with his family, who was kind of, I guess, negotiating on his behalf, and also joined by Danny Welbeck's brothers, apparently, who are also helping with negotiations. I don't know what exactly they were doing, but those two boys have now signed a new contract. Your thoughts, Mujtaba, first and foremost?
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious what you had to do there. He'd be a fool not to give the youngsters new contracts. So it's a good start. Let's get them out of the way, get the youngsters tied down. Let's look into the transfer market, which is what he's doing now. So he's got the obvious ones out of the way. So it's good to see that.
Yeah, and modest salary there for Rashford as well. You see young players such as, a Paul Pogba, who was potentially holding Manchester United ransom at a very young age. Ferguson, of course, was having none of that and got rid of him. Rashford, very much polar opposite, I guess. As I said, he came to the negotiations with his family as opposed to an agent or whatnot. Mitchell, your thoughts just on Jose Mourinho and his first act as manager? Do you think it's the right one? And also the new contracts that have been given to some of the younger players.
Definitely. I mean, obviously, the media and other people have always said that Jose Mourinho isn't about youth. So I think, you know, he's done that well. He's done it early. Rashford obviously is a massive talent, as we've seen over the last couple of months, and so has Borthwick-Jackson, really. So, you know, definitely good things. It will keep the fans happy, and obviously it will clear the whole notion of him, you know, not really signing up youngsters or playing them. So yeah, really, really good news. I'm really happy.
Yeah, just a point on that, on Mourinho and his youngsters. Obviously he's got a lot of stick recently, with a lot of reservations from everyone, saying you know, he doesn't play young players, he doesn't bring youth through. But just looking at his history and the two clubs he's been at, Chelsea and Madrid, I'm going to ignore Inter because that's just a stepping stone for him, but both Madrid and Chelsea are clubs who don't believe in youth policies anyway. So I don't think we could judge Mourinho based on his tenure at both those clubs.
Yeah, and I think this kind of Manchester United stint for him very much seems like a fresh start. So I think he's kind of going to take on board the history of Manchester United as a sort of club, and he knows, given his background sort of coming from Chelsea and other sort of big clubs such as Real Madrid, he knows what he's got to do to get into the right books of the Manchester United fans to a certain extent. I don't know whether I'm being a bit cynical, but I think he knew exactly what he was doing when he made that first move of giving those young boys. It was an easy move as well, and he knew exactly what he was doing. Get the fans on side. That's what I thought he was doing anyway. Well, hold on a minute. I say that was his first act as manager. Let's not forget the fact that he was playing MTV Cribs on his Instagram account again. He had a little caption, an honour to host Pele at my new house. So yeah, he thinks he's on MTV Cribs. That was interesting insight into Jose Mourinho's life. So there we go. Okay, moving on to the next big story, which is Ryan Giggs. His future is still up in the air. Ryan Giggs is, I believe, is still off on holiday somewhere, gallivanting. But when he does get back, there's still massive conversations to be had with regards to his future. It seems as if Jose Mourinho is going to elect to have his long-standing deputy kind of help him out with regards to his stint as manager at Manchester United. But it leaves the wonderful Giggs, the ever-decorated Giggs. I mean, just look at his history. Surely we can't let him go. A man who's been in 7 FA Cup finals, 5 League Cup finals, 4 Champions League finals, and 1 Big Brother quarterfinals. So, your thoughts on Ryan Giggs, Mushba? What's his role? What is his role going to be?
I don't know. Just like all the other United fans, we all love Giggs and we want him to stay. But, you know, does he really want the job? We all automatically assume that Ryan Giggs wants the United manager's job, but we don't actually know that. When he did take over 4 games once Moyes departed, he did come out and say that, you know, he's quite shocked in the responsibility of the job, the pressures of picking the first 11. So I don't know. Does he want it? I don't know. If he does want it, then I would want him to go elsewhere and, you know, play, you know, manage a club for a few seasons, get a few seasons under his belt, some experience. But if he doesn't want the manager's job, then I'm happy for him to stay, and I'm pretty sure he'd be happy to stay as well. I'd love to see him become manager of the reserve team, work with Jose, getting some youngsters through. That'd be great. I'd love to see him doing that.
Very much in the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer type mode. I feel exactly the same way as you, Mustafa. I feel as if Ryan Giggs needs to gain some experience under his belt. There's been much talk of a large quantity of Manchester United fans thinking potentially giving the managerial role to someone like Giggs straight away. So they were thinking LVG out and give the role to Giggs, or potentially give him the role until the end of the season. Potentially he could have guided Manchester United to that top 4 spot, that all-important Champions League spot. And then if he did well, maybe give him a stint at the Manchester United full-time manager's role. Mittal, your thoughts on Ryan Giggs and his role. Is he ripe for that managerial role? Are fans right to think that he should have a crack at that role? Or do you think he needs to go away and get some experience under his belt, as much as Bar thinks?
I think, obviously, the legend that Giggs is. I think, personally, I think to manage such a massive club like United, I think he really needs to go away. Maybe get some experience for a couple of years, and then obviously see what happens once Mourinho either leaves or, you know, gets sacked. I'd love him at the club in some capacity. Whether he actually wants to take it on as an academy manager or whatnot, I've heard in the media that apparently Mourinho's offered him something, and Giggs has basically just got to say what job title he wants. Along those lines, so he can make up his job title as he wishes. But I don't know. I don't think he will stay, because obviously it's going to be a demotion to him. I don't know. I'd love for him to have a role, but I don't think he will. I think he'll go away and then maybe come back in a couple of years.
Yeah, I think personally, I think that's kind of the right decision that he should be making. I think fans that think he should be taking over Manchester United only need to look to the couple of games he had in charge after the Moyes stint. And he had, I think, 4 fixtures or so in charge, and it didn't exactly go according to plan. He called in Scholes and Gary Neville and the rest of the class of 92 to help him out on that stint, and didn't really give us anything better than we'd seen over the course of that season, dare I say. So I think he needs to go away. He needs to learn his trade. I don't think it's a case of him, simply taking off his boots, putting on that kind of suit and managing Manchester United. It's not that simple. It's not that straightforward. And I think Solskjaer has certainly gone down the right route. He went away, he's managed the Manchester United sort of reserve team. He's gone away and managed in a lesser league and been relatively successful. I think Giggs needs to do the same. So we're still pending on exactly what's going to happen with Giggs, but we'll keep you updated.
Yeah, I think the idea of the club was for Giggs long term was Van Gaal was to come in. He'd put United back, steady the ship, if you say. But he actually rocked the ship even more so. So Van Gaal would have come in, steadied the ship, won the title possibly in his third year. Then he'd hand over the reins to Giggs and he'd carry on from there.
No, I don't think it was even that planned. I think the fact that Giggs has been such a long servant to the club, when players such as him, Scholes, etc., kind of hang up their boots, I think it's a case of the club thinking, well, hold on a minute, this is a long-standing servant to the club. We've got to find him a role. And I think he kind of naturally veered towards that kind of assistant manager, manager type role. I don't think it was kind of set in stone in any way. And I think given the fact that LVG's contract was 3 years, I don't imagine the Manchester United hierarchy figuring that Ryan Giggs would take over after those 3 years. I certainly think, however, for his own benefit and for United's future benefit, he's been sort of given that role and he's been sort of told, look, learn from the best. LVG's here. Whilst he's here, learn from him. There's, whilst we criticise him as much as we like, he is an experienced individual. He knows the footballing circuit quite well. So I think he's been told, look, just soak up exactly what you can from LVG, and, you know, plan your own career to eventually take over Manchester United. But I don't think it was set in stone as in LVG is going to leave and then Ryan Giggs is going to take over. And if it was, I think it would be really quite foolish.
I think also with Man City getting Pep as well, I think obviously there was a lot of pressure as well, trying to bring someone proven as well. And I think, I don't know, maybe you know, United were pushed into making a deal with Mourinho, just trying to get back on the map really and challenge for titles again.
So yeah, maybe, and they've certainly done that. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I was just saying maybe that was the reason. I don't know. I mean, I would think maybe they would like to give Giggs a go, but obviously with how the last 3 years have gone, you know, they're under pressure to make a decision. So.
Yeah. Exactly. That it could have been winding that clock back a little bit. It could have been the fact that under kind of Moyes' tenure, the Ferguson, some of the rest of the United hierarchy figured Moyes is the long-term solution here for another, I don't know what, 5, 10, 15 years, however long Moyes wanted to do that job. And then under that guise, I guess, under his reign, Giggs would learn his trade potentially under Moyes, maybe elsewhere, and then come back and take over those managerial reins. Or maybe another ex-United player, Solskjaer, dare I say it again, would take over those reins. But that plan went to shit when Moyes blew it in everyone's face.
I mean, I don't think someone should get a job because they're a legend at the club. You know, it's got to be based on ability. And what has Giggs really done in his managerial career? Nothing much. So I don't know whether that should be justified by just giving it to him. Absolutely, because he's a legend. But
on that note, I think let's move on. You're absolutely right. We shouldn't just give it to him just because he's a United legend. He needs to prove himself. As other managers have done, they've plied their trade in other sort of lower leagues, reserve clubs, etc. I think Barcelona got a fantastic factory of managers that they keep churning out. And they've got a set system whereby they've got the manager who manages the reserves, and then kind of moves on and helps out as assistant manager for the first team and then takes over. But yeah, they've got a really good conveyor belt. I think it's a system that we potentially need to emulate. I think Ferguson left really, really quite quickly and we didn't really think these kinds of things through. Anyway, moving on to more exciting talk of transfers. So Eric Bailly will have his Manchester United medical at some point this week. We're looking at a figure of potentially 25 million with 5 million add-ons. The transfer is going to be obviously from Villarreal. The clubs have agreed that fee in principle for the 22-year-old Ivorian Coast international. So he's going to arrive at Manchester imminently to complete that medical. Jose's first signing. Mitchell, your thoughts on Eric Bailly? Have you seen much of him, first and foremost? Be honest, it's not a player that I've heard much of.
No, I haven't actually, I'll be honest with you. You know, as any other fan would do, you know, I went on YouTube, saw a couple of videos. Obviously, it shows all his positives rather than his negatives. So, I mean, he looks good. He looks like, you know, he's quite calm under pressure and he's got good distribution. But, you know, it's difficult to tell. Obviously, we need a centre-back, with obviously Jones being injured a lot of the time and Blint not really being a centre-back. So it's a good move. And, you know, I look forward to him. I mean, he looks good, but who knows, really? I mean, he's still young.
Yeah. Still a lot to prove in your eyes, Mittal. I mean, you've seen simply a YouTube video, not heard much about him either. No. You still think very much a young player, but a player that's got a point to prove.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, because Jones has always been injured, I think obviously it's massively required. And I think him being quite young, I think maybe Mourinho might go in for another centre-back. Who knows? I don't think that's done. I think United still need one more, someone more proven.
Okay. Yeah. So this is just simply adding on another potentially future player. You still think there's a big headline marquee defensive signing that Jose Mourinho is going to make?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, someone proven would be good, but who knows? You know, I'm happy with him. You know, I'm looking forward to him.
Okay. moving over to you then, Mujtaba, your thoughts on Eric Bailly. Have you seen much of him? Again, I'm going to ask you to be frank and be honest.
I haven't.
Is it just simply a Scout Nation video or a Welcome to Manchester United video on YouTube?
Announce me. No, I haven't got a clue who this guy is, to be honest. But my sources do tell me he looks strong and he looks fast. So that's done. No, to be honest, I've only seen one video of him and he was taking on the entire Real Madrid midfield in his own box.
On that alone, you said sign him up, sign him up.
I do not want to sign him up just based on that. But yeah, I don't know who he is, but I completely agree with Mitt that we still need another one. We still need someone experienced. He looks like a youngster, a sort of defender that Mourinho likes. Someone who's pacey, someone who's quick and really, really strong as well and good in the air. But yeah, again, we need someone, you know, proven, someone to come in their world class and just step in alongside Smalling or him.
So here's me calling you guys astute panellists last week, and here's you guys admitting that you don't even know who Eric Bailly is. You really disappoint me. Being the host that I am, being the fabulous host that I am, I did a little bit of background research on Eric Bailly, exactly what his roots were, where he came from, how he ended up at Manchester United. My sources tell me Jose Mourinho, essentially, I think Jose Mourinho must have seen him whilst he was at Real Madrid, and Eric Bailly's sort of rise to superstardom, as it will be once he signs that dotted line for Manchester United, has been quite a quick one. It seems as if whenever scouts and whatnot have seen him play, they've been quick to eye up his talent, and he's had quite a fast trajectory to superstardom. So he played for Ivory Coast. As I said, I mean, very little games were seen by his scouts, maybe one or two games, and they said, look, sign this boy up, he deserves a shot at the big time. And I think it's the same story with Jose Mourinho. He saw him, I guess, a couple of times whilst he had his tenure in Spain and pretty much signed him up. So certainly going on the themes of what sort of Mittal was saying along the lines of very sort of unproven player, but it's certainly he's got the physical attributes. He's a fast, he's a pacey, strong centre-back, but he's also got the ability to play as a fullback. So there you go, guys. A little dossier, a little insight into Eric Bailly, a potential signing for Manchester United. Okay, moving on. Apparently, the rumour mill has been churning, and this is a slightly odd one, so I don't know what your thoughts on this one are. Again, maybe this one is a little bit far-fetched, but United have potentially made inquiries for Chelsea midfielder, the man, the legend, that is Matic. So first and foremost, Mittal, to you, Matic to United, how accurate do you think this rumour is? And secondly, would you want to see him at Manchester United? Do you think he's got a role? Is he going to be a good fit?
I mean, it's difficult to say. I mean, he had a fantastic first season under Mourinho. It's difficult to say. Obviously, last season, a lot of the players didn't play great. But Matic, the first thing that came to my mind was, what's going to happen to Morgan Schneiderlin? They're very similar players. I personally think it's just a rumour. You know, I think he's a great player, but personally, do we actually need him? I don't think so. Obviously, Mourinho knows him inside out. But, you know, me personally, I wouldn't take him. I'd rather go for someone that's either a centre mid rather than a centre defensive mid.
Yeah, I guess just on your thoughts of sort of his struggles with Chelsea during the last season, let's be honest, form is temporary, class is permanent. And for me, Matic is a top quality centre defensive midfielder. Just gets on with the job, doesn't really attract any of that superstardom. He is just a fantastic player. If you look at some of his statistics, his kind of he's a hard working and for me, the total package in terms of a central defensive midfielder. So I certainly wouldn't mind him being an addition to the squad. Further to that, let's not forget, when you're fighting in all competitions, I know we're not at the moment, but next season potentially we're going to be in Champions League as well if Jose gets his way. You need that strength in depth, and I think some of the players that we've got within in the middle of the park do lack quality. So maybe take Fellaini out, bring Matic in. Thoughts, Mujtaba?
No, I'm not sure about that, but I completely agree with Mitt. I think it's just the media playing games. He's a sort of he's a Mourinho type of player, so the media have just jumped on the bandwagon, really. But again, like Mitt said, I think Mourinho's looking for that sort of player. Then Morgan Schneiderlin's your man. He can be our Matic. He can be our ball-winning midfielder, just sitting in front of the back four. I'd like to see him have a long career at United. He's a fantastic player. I don't think Van Gaal utilised him as well he should have done. And I think we've just got that ready-made placement in there. We don't need to look for Matic. And yeah, like exactly like Mick said, let's focus on the central midfielder, more of an attacking player. Let's get someone like, dare I say it, someone like Paul Pogba in.
Yeah, that attacking midfielder role. So our defensive midfield conundrum can be solved by simply utilising Morgan Schneiderlin better instead of going out and dipping into the transfer market. I think to a certain extent you guys are right. I think the papers are looking for that next big story. Obviously it's going to be the previous or the big headline at the moment, the big story everybody's waiting to publish is Zlatan to Manchester United. And that's simply materialised well, because of the link that Jose Mourinho has to Zlatan. And I think it's the same sort of thing with this one. Okay, so not much to that rumour, but certainly we looked at the defensive midfield side of things and we think Morgan's the man. Then let's move on to the attacking midfield side of things. So the legend that is Paul Scholes, in my eyes, has never been replaced. In fact, he was replaced by a short tenure by a man called Paul Scholes when he came back out of retirement simply because we couldn't fulfil that role. And at that time, you talk about the man who is Paul Pogba, who was still around in our squad at the time. That was the kind of final nail in the coffin for him, given the fact that he wasn't getting much first-time appearances and his contract negotiation stalled. I think Ferguson just got fed up with the lad and said, look, you know what, if you want to hold the club to ransom, on your bike. So we've never really filled that role. You touched upon it, so let's dive a little bit deeper into it. Mushba, who do you think is the man for the role? Do you think it's now Paul, a grown, fully developed Paul Pogba, who's plied his trade elsewhere and has shown that the promising young player that we had has developed into the full package? Is it Paul Pogba that's the answer? If it's not, what other players are we looking at here?
Yeah, I love Paul Pogba. He's a world-class player already. Fantastic player. He's an all-round box-to-box midfielder. You don't get many of those around these days. They don't make them like they used to. Paul Pogba is a complete package. I'd love to get him back at Old Trafford.
First choice?
Definitely first choice for me. I don't think we would get him. Whether he wants to come back or not is another question. He did say he's got unfinished business at Old Trafford. I don't know what to say about that. But yeah, he's the perfect sort of player to have in our midfield, to really boss that midfield. He tracks back, gets the tackles in, but he gets some goals in as well. Entertaining to watch as well. What a player.
So you're very much fixated on Pogba. You know what? I completely agree with you on that one. Let's just get Mittal's opinion on this.
I think any team would love Pogba, obviously, with the history he's had with United. Yeah, Pogba's my number one anyway. But realistically, I don't think we'll get him. He's a massive talent. He's got years to come. And, you know, anyone would love him. But realistically, judging by the media talk, it's probably going to be someone like Andre Gomez. Me and Mustafa were talking earlier. We like Pjanic.
Wow,
if that's how you pronounce it, from Roma.
Yeah, great player.
Yeah, I think he's been linked as well.
Fantastic player. James Rodriguez. You know, that sort of quality I'd like at United. But realistically, I can see Andre Gomes. Just because I think, you know, obviously Champions League, I don't think we're going to get that sort of talent. But who knows?
Mate, you've been at it again, haven't you? Drafting up your fantasy formation for all those players.
I'll send it over to you one day.
Yeah, I look forward to it. It's probably going to look a little bit like Zlatan's. Apparently, Zlatan's released his Manchester United best 11. So in strike, he's got Zlatan. In midfield, he's got Zlatan. On the right wing, he's got Zlatan. Yeah, you guessed it. It's all 11 places filled by Zlatan. That's how big his ego is. But we'll talk a little bit more about Zlatan in a little while. Guys, put your feet up. Grab your favourite drink. I'm just going to tell you a little story about Paul Pogba. Now, we're coveting this young teenager, but this just gives you a little insight into Manchester United. So a little while ago, Chelsea filed a claim against Manchester United saying something along the lines of that we tapped up the player. We paid handsome sums of money to his parents, bought them houses, cars and whatnot, and we signed that player illegally, essentially. We signed him when he was really quite young. The truth behind those rumours was the fact that they asked, the press went out, I think Manchester United released a statement saying, look, just ask the parents what we did for them. The press went out, they asked them, what exactly happened? Did Manchester United buy you guys houses, this, that, the other? The mother was asked and she said, no, they simply bought me a bunch of flowers. The dad was given a book with the history of Manchester United, and the kid himself, Pogba, was given a shirt with his number on the back and Pogba in. Just this little kind of gesture was what ultimately made the family feel wanted and loved, and that's why they signed for Manchester United. So you talk about him potentially not wanting to come back. If you look at everything he says about Manchester United, he's still very much fond of the club. So I think we're in with a half-decent shot of signing him. The only difference is he's worth a hell of a lot more than what we let him go for, which was nothing. So again, I think this is going to be an interesting story just to keep an eye on. And I'm sure Jose Mourinho would love to have a player like Pogba in his squad. Okay, moving on to the man himself, Zlatan. So he said he's giving cryptic messages, more kind of cryptic messages than the Da Vinci Code. I don't know if any of you guys have managed to decipher exactly what he's up to and why things are taking so long. But he's on many occasions at various events that he's going to, he's been asked, what's the deal with Manchester United? Have you signed yet? What's going on? He's got a new, I think, fashion line out, and he's been giving interviews for that. And I think the response he gave was, people in Manchester will wear these clothes or something along those lines. So he's certainly being cryptic. First and foremost, your thoughts on possibilities of signing Zlatan, Mittal, and then going on to, do you think he's the right fit for the club?
I think, yeah, Zlatan is obviously, he's got a massive ego, so has Mourinho. And I think we really need that fear factor. I think I mentioned it last week as well. I think with Zlatan, almost, you know, the opposition, maybe two or three players are occupied with him, which gives other players room. And you know what? I do look forward to him coming. Obviously, for a year or two, I'll be happy. But preferably, I'd prefer someone else. But I'm happy with 1 year deal.
Okay, so just that fear factor in itself, along with Jose Mourinho, kind of brings that big name, the marquee names to United, stuff that we're used to and have potentially lacked in the last couple of years. So Zlatan is a man whose ego size is almost as big as his nose. Mushtaba, your thoughts on how do you think he's going to fit in with regards to some of the younger players? Do you think his ego, his stature is something that, his footballing prowess is something that the younger players can learn from, or do you think Zlatan's ego is going to overpower things and potentially is going to stunt the growth of some of the younger players?
No, you know what, Zlatan is the man. I think a bit of arrogance, a bit of ego is what we need right now. We don't have
swagger.
Yeah, that's what we need right now. We need fear factor. We need someone to look at a team sheet and see someone like Zlatan on it and get a bit scared, get the centre-back scared for the opposition team. With the likes of Martial, Rashford, Memphis, you know, really young players still learning their trade, Zlatan will be the perfect person to learn from. And now with Rooney dropping into midfield as well now, possibly next season, we need someone of experience. With Zlatan, obviously, he scores wherever he goes. I don't think he's as good as he claims to be, but he still is a fantastic player. He's a big guy. He can score all sorts of goals, left foot, right foot, in the air. Put it in behind as well. You can get to it. He's a fantastic all round player. He's perfect.
No, Mushtaba, don't say stuff like he's a big player. That automatically doesn't mean you're a good player. I mean, look at Fellaini. He's a big guy and he's absolutely rubbish.
Saying you're not comparing.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying he's good because he's big. I mean, trust me.
No, I know. He's
a great signing for us. I'm absolutely delighted. To be honest, I think it's a done deal. I think he doesn't want the distraction. Given his participation in the Euros, I think he just wants to concentrate on that and he probably will announce it after. I'd prefer it to get announced now, but I think it's a done deal and I'm looking forward to him playing for United.
Fair enough. I think if you asked me about Zlatan, I would have said, and I did a couple of months ago, I think you guys asked me whilst we were having a sort of informal chat. I'm not the biggest fan, and primarily because every time we've played against him, in his various forms, I think Inter Milan and whatnot as well in the Champions League, I always expected big things from him. You see in the pre-Champions League kind of discussions that go on, the panellists on the Champions League shows are asked, who's the man to watch out for? Zlatan. They talked about him so much it struck sort of fear every time he sort of got the ball, and he never actually produced. I don't think he ever did anything that made me stand up or sit up and take notice of him on the pitch. So when you talk about him coming to United, I'm not that excited. However, looking at his record, it's still something that I can't dismiss. So I'm going to give him another chance, and I am looking forward to him coming to United. And he's a big marquee named player, so that'll be an interesting one as well. And you're absolutely right, there's a psychological factor to this as well. Having Jose on the touchline and also having Zlatan up front, that will certainly bring fear factor back to Old Trafford. Apparently, Ibra also does Taekwondo, so that gives him, I think, like what, a 25% boost in his footballing ability. It's a bit like Gary Cahill when he puffs his cheeks. It's like an extra 10% of performance eked out.
Yeah, so is he not a black belt?
Yeah, I think he's a black belt in Taekwondo, so a little gem, a little golden nugget of information. You won't get that elsewhere on any other Manchester United podcast, so there you go. There is the final bit of news that Michael Carrick whilst in, I guess, a couple of weeks we've been having discussions just amongst ourselves about what his future is going to be, and it looked as if in the FA Cup final when Rooney made that gesture, that quite nice gesture of getting Carrick in and holding half the trophy while Rooney lifted the other half, it seemed as if that was their one last trophy that they hadn't sort of added to their collection, and it seemed as if it was a final swan song for Michael Carrick. However, rumours are rife. My sources deep within Old Trafford tell me that Michael Carrick is expected to sign another contract to keep him at the club for another year. So your thoughts on Michael Carrick signing another contract? Do you think is good for the squad? What role is he going to play?
Firstly, Zane, is your contact Paddy Creran? he's always revealing stuff, isn't he?
I cannot confirm nor deny, Mittal. I cannot confirm nor deny.
As you know, Zane, I've always been a massive fan of Michael Carrick. We've had many a conversation about his talents. Big player for United. I think me and Mudge were mentioning a few months ago, you know, him and Rooney are probably the only players that really know United. And, you know, if we have any young signings coming in, and obviously we've got a fairly young squad, I think obviously Carrick will make a massive difference. He brings a lot of calmness in the team. His distribution is fantastic, left foot, right foot. So, you know, 1 year, I think it's going to be great. And I think Mourinho also knows that. He knows that he's still got to keep some of the older players in the team. Yep. Just to help out and provide experience to the younger generation.
Yeah, it's a really good point. So it's not just about his on-the-pitch abilities that add the extra dimension to Manchester United's footballing displays, especially in recent games. I think you're absolutely right. We've had various conversations where we've been oohing and ahhing at Michael Carrick's kind of raking cross-field balls. Not only that, but his fantastic ability to spot that pass, that final pass, that cutting edge pass, something that we've lacked recently. He's certainly one of those players. But you made a good point about his off the pitch contributions as well, guiding some of the younger players. He's one of the slightly older senior members of the Manchester United squad, and he's certainly got a lot to bring on that front. Munchabar, just your closing thoughts on Michael Carrick. Is there anything else that you want to add in terms of what you think he brings? And of course, I think you're going to agree, so it's a good thing to have him on for another year.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of Michael Carrick as well. I've always been a huge fan of him. And like Nick said, you know, if we don't have Rooney or Carrick in the side, we become unrecognisable. We need him there for his experience. We need him there for his know-how as well. And like Nick said, you know, Mourinho will know that. I think he'll give him 1 year. I think he'll be perfect for 1 year. One more year for experience, with a lot of young players still coming up through the ranks. He'd be perfect. And just as a nice option as well, coming off the bench, 20 minutes to go, we need someone like Michael Carrick to show the ship.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Okay, let's wrap this up then. So Jose's first act as manager was to give some of the younger players an extended contract. So they'll be around. We're expecting big things from some of those younger players, Rashford, Cameron Bothwell, Jackson, etc. Jose Mourinho is still yet to meet with Ryan Giggs, so his future's still up in the air. Eric Bailey potentially signing for Manchester United this week. Also Zlatan, that's still up in the air, but we think it's a done deal. Meanwhile, Michael Carrick is expected to stay on for another year. That has been Simply Reds, and that's it.